You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros are nearing the end of spring training, which I'm sure they are looking forward to, and they still have a few questions that need to be answered before they break camp. Let's catch up with Brian McTaggart on all of that. I am Allison Footer, Tags. Let's start with Colin McHugh, who I guess he is not starting the season on time. It sounds like he's kind of working his way back from what they call a, quote, dead arm. I hate that quote. I hate that phrase, but that's what they call it. So what's going on with him, and what does that mean for the rest of the rotation?
Yeah, he's thrown only in a couple of minor league games. He did throw, I think it was three innings the other day. I guess that was on Wednesday. So he is behind, and it doesn't look like he's going to pitch in a Grapefruit League game while we're here in Florida. So that just leads you to believe that he's going to start the year on the DL. I mean, not that he's hurt anymore. I mean, I just think he's going to need to stay down here, maybe pitching him in a minor league game, and just to get built back up. I mean, he would probably just miss that first turn through the rotation unless he has some kind of setback. But all things considered, he says his arm feels good, and he threw 41 pitches in the minor league game on Wednesday. So it's just they just need a little more time for him just because he's behind. So what I think is going to happen is he won't be ready. He'll start the year on the DL, and I think both Fires and Musgrove, who were battling for that fifth spot, I think they both make the rotation to start the season, and I think that opens up a spot in the bullpen for, you know, they're going to need that long relief guy, not the role Davinsky used, but the kind of the swing man, and I think it could be Brad Peacock going into that role. And then that kind of rounding out the bullpen there. So, just McHugh's situation just is leading to these little ripple effects. And really, other than that, there's not a whole lot of other things, you know, to deal with roster-wise.
How do you explain dead arm? Like, how – it's so hard to explain what that is because it's not an injury, and it's not – I mean, it's really – it's almost like – like a lot of pitchers experience that during spring training, like a fatigue that they can't really identify.
Yeah, and McHugh said that it usually happens later in spring, and his happened early in the spring, and I'm not sure how you'd describe it. I mean, I guess their arm just feels like it's tired and just needs rest, basically, and I guess that's all you can really do is rest it. I mean, he's not really injured. But after he threw in the minor league game, he says he feels like he would normally in spring training at this point. So that's a tough one to kind of put your thumb on.
So the Astros made some cuts recently, which doesn't really make huge news most of the time. It was interesting though. And like you wrote, the four guys that they cut have major league experience, all have played for the Astros in the past and really does speak to the depth that the Astros have in the spring.
Yeah, the four guys they cut the other day were talking about Colin Moran, Tyler White, Teoscar Hernandez, and one more whom I'm forgetting.
AJ Reed,
yeah. Those are four guys who all made their major league debuts last year, varying levels of success. I mean, Tyler White was on their opening day roster and was starting the season for them. And here, 2 weeks to go in camp, and they're sent over to minor league camp. And, yeah, I mean, it just shows you how stacked their major league club is now. And all Moran and Reed had very good springs, too. I mean, I think most other years, last year and definitely the years prior to that when they were really struggling, I mean, those all four of those guys make the team. But, I mean, Moran hit close to 400. He led the team in RBIs. He's probably been their best player of the spring. And A.J. Reed crushed the ball this spring, four homers, 10 RBIs. So, but they were never going to make the team just because there wasn't room. Because the major league club, the position players are stacked. I mean, they're carrying 13 pitchers, so that leaves 12 position players, and there's just no room for those guys. So now they have these experienced guys at Triple-A. It gives them a lot of depth and options that we all know there's going to be injuries and underperformance. They're going to feel comfortable calling those guys up. And I mean, maybe if they need to trade one of these guys, they're sitting there in Triple-A as well. So they're sort of getting this backlog of talent now at the upper levels of the minor leagues. And, even a guy who's still in camp like J.D. Davis, a third baseman, another guy having a very good camp, he's going to be at Double-A because Moran's at Triple-A and then Bregman is at third base in the big league. So guys are starting to get backed up here, and that bodes well for the Astros. They could, you know, they could send a couple of these guys away in trade, or, you know, if they have a need that arises on the Major League club, they have some guys they feel good about.
Moving on to the World Baseball Classic, which is now over, and the Astros are going to have all their team back together again, as every team is experiencing and looking forward to and celebrating a little bit. But is there, I mean, Altuve was gone a long time, Alex Bregman was gone a long time, and Alex Bregman did not get very many at-bats during this World Baseball Classic. So now the countdown is on. There's just less than a couple of weeks before opening day. How do they have time to make up for? How do you think the Astros are feeling about that?
Well, Altuve, when he got back the other day, came to AJ and said he wants to play every day. And so he is going to get a lot of playing time here in the last week or so of spring camp. But Bregman only had four at-bats. You know, the whole World Baseball Classic, you know, he got his work in, his conditioning, and, you know, fielded grounders and all that stuff. But, I mean, he probably lost 30-plus at-bats in games that he would have gotten here in Grapefruit League. So that's not ideal, you know, for especially a younger player who's still got some developing to do. But we're going to see him in the lineup on Friday for the first time, in a couple of weeks. And I fully expect he is going to get every bit of playing time he can, I think, over the last week of camp here. You know, Beltran, I don't think he got a lot of at-bats in the World Baseball Classic. You know, they're not too worried about him just because who he is and being a veteran. But I know maybe if they had to do things over again, they probably would have wanted Bregman to stay home and just continue to work out here in Florida and get the at-bats. But I'm sure that's a great experience he'll grow from. But they're going to have to get him going in these last few games, and he and Altuve, and get them up to speed and see some of these pitchers.
And lastly, let's talk about Lance McCullers' foot. I think everybody was a little freaked out when he came out of the game early just because of the issues that he's had with his arm in the last couple of years. Turns out that it was a foot issue, so that shouldn't be detrimental. But what happened with that?
Well, apparently the spot on the mound he was landing when he was pitching was the exact same spot that the starter for the other team that day was landing as well. And so the way it was told to me, that spot really hardened, and next thing you know, Lance's, the mesh on his shoe, I guess, started to rip, and the skin got involved, and there was a little blood. But, yeah, when the trainer ran out to the mound and Lance McCullers is on the mound, Astros' world is going upside down because they need a healthy Lance McCullers. And then when AJ and the trainer get out there and they look down to his foot, I think you're like, oh, well, that's a sigh of relief. And you know, AJ, he was close to coming out of the game anyway, so they just went ahead and yanked him and didn't let him face that last batter. But he's totally fine. He's going to make his next start. And, yeah, it's just last thing you want to see at the end of spring training is a trainer going out there. But that's all things considered, that was an easy one for the Astros.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, good stuff, Tag. Thank you very much. Talk to you next time.
All right, thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.